Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. Without further ado, let's plug in. Eben Britton on how trying is stopping you from living. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I'll try. It's part of so many people's vocabulary. It's part of my vocabulary sometimes when I don't remember to stop myself. I'll try. What is trying anyway? What's the difference between quote-unquote trying to do something and actually doing it? Trying and doing are actually opposites. According to former NFL offensive lineman, cannabis advocate, and one of my favorite podcasters, Eben Britton, trying is the active state of not doing. Again, that is a quote by Eben Britton. Trying is the active state of not doing. When you are trying to do something, you are flicking on a switch in your brain to not do it. You are spending time trying instead of doing. So what the hell does that mean? Because it seems kind of counterintuitive, but I'm going to attempt to explain what that has meant to me and why I've tried to avoid saying I'll try or I will. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do that. Oh, yeah, I'll try. I'm going to do it because I never end up doing it. We give ourselves an out when we say I'll try. For example, I'll try to quit the Juul. I'll try to quit the Juul is much less powerful than saying I'll quit the Juul. I am quitting the Juul. I quit the Juul. If you try, if you tell yourself, I try to quit the Juul, I will try to quit this. All you have to do is put in a little bit of effort, a tiny bit of effort. And you succeeded. You tried. You stopped for a day. You thought about it. You made a plan. You threw out your pods and you tried. You could check off that box that you genuinely put an effort. You tried to do it. And then you feel good about yourself because, hey, you know what? I gave it a shot. I tried. I tried to quit the Juul. I'm still using it. I went back the next day and bought more pods, but at least, hey, I tried. If you put in a little bit of effort, that meets the qualifications of trying. Doing is separate from effort. Doing's not separate from effort. Doing goes beyond effort. That's how I should have phrased it. Doing is beyond effort. Doing is getting it done regardless of the amount of effort that you have to put in, regardless of trying. Doing is saying, I quit the Juul. I am quitting the Juul. I am no longer doing this because I am doing something else, which is not smoking the Juul. It doesn't matter how much I try. If I'm still smoking the Juul, I failed. Doing is beyond effort. Trying is the active state of not doing. Doing is the active state of not trying. When you are doing something, you are throwing trying out the window and saying, doesn't matter how hard I try, I'm either going to get this done or I'm not. And that is the way that I judge it. That is the way that I check it off. It's not, I put in a little bit of effort, I'm checking this off. It's, did I finish this? Did I do it? Am I still doing it? Okay, check today. Let's see if I can still do this tomorrow. Check tomorrow. 3 months from now, still doing it. Check again. It's it's an everyday thing. It's not just you do it once, you try, you check it off. I used to think I'll try to be a better person. I'll try to be a better person. And I had this idea that just because I was trying to be a good person or I was trying to be kind to others meant that I was. And that couldn't have been further from the truth. I treated a lot of people like shit in my past. I've had interactions that I wish I could get back. And at the time, in my head, I thought, well, I tried, so I'm good. I am a kind person because I'm trying to be a kind person. It doesn't matter that I just treated this person like shit. It doesn't matter that I just treated this man or woman less than they deserve to be treated. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to achieve goodness in this life. And I realize, somewhere along the way, and I still fuck up, obviously. I have interactions I want to get back. I still act in ways that are not me and that are not the ways that people deserve from me. I still fall into that. Not as frequently, but I'm still making those mistakes. I hung a quote above my door that goes like this. It says, "I shall pass this way but once. Any good that I can do or any kindness that I can show another human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again." And I wanted to hang that above my door to make the connection clear that there is no trying to be good in life. There is no, I'm going to try to do this. It is your actions or nothing. You are how you act. It is, I'm going to be kind to this person right now, or I am not a kind person. I'm going to treat this person with respect, or I am not someone who treats someone with respect. You are going to pass this way once. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Notice it doesn't say any good that I can try to do now or any kindness that I can try to show. Is that any good I can do or any kindness that I can show? It is right now, and I wanted to tape that on my door, and I still have it taped on my door to remind myself that, hey, fuckface, I know you may have a stressful time. I know you may be going through a stressful time right now, whether it's work or relationships, family, whatever, but there are other people out there today that you're going to encounter, that you're going to pass, that may need your help, that certainly deserve your kindness, and life is now. You don't get points for trying. This is it. There's no separation between your actions and who you are. You are not who you think you are. You are not who you try to be. You either are because you do, or you aren't because you don't. And if you live in the realm of trying, you will live in this loop of lifelessness where you try to do a bunch of things. You can only get good at a few things in this life. One of those things that I want to get good at, that I am getting good at and will continue to get better at, is podcasting. Another one of those things is that I want to treat people kindly. I want to treat people with respect. I want to be able to detach from the constant clusterfuck of thoughts and live in the moment and treat people how they deserve to be treated. Give them the attention. Give them my full presence. Those are two things that I want to get good at that will take a lifetime and that I will never reach the epitome of. For the things you want to get good at, don't use the word try. Use try for one-off things like skydiving or dance class or a recipe. I'll try this, I'll try that. But if it's something important to you, if it's something you want to get good at, whether like it's quitting smoking, quitting the Juul, if it's becoming better at your job, don't use the word try. Say I will, or I am, I do. When it comes to things that fill you with purpose, eliminate the word try. The more you try, the less you do, and the less you live. And I know that because I've tried to do many things in my life, and that has not helped me. It has not helped me to give myself the out of trying, to say, I'll try to be a good podcaster. I'll try to do the work done this week that I need to do for my job. I'll try to be a better boyfriend. I'll try to do whatever it is. Because if I try, that makes me feel good. And then I can go back to doing whatever the fuck it is I've always done without actually changing, without actually making myself better or making the world a little bit better or becoming better at my job. My challenge to you and a challenge to myself is to try less and do more. To try less and show up more, because that is the only thing that matters. It's not what you think of yourself in your head. It's not what you try to do. It's what you do. Thank you for listening. You can shoot us a rating on Apple Podcasts, comment. This helps us appear higher in searches so more people will find out about us. And if you wish, we started up our Patreon again, where for $5 a month, the price of a bougie cup of coffee, you can get an extra episode of The Aux per week, along with recommending topics for The Aux and being a part of the Patreon community and getting early access to my guest episodes at Auxoro. The Aux during the week will always be free. $5 is a lot nowadays. You get a lot for $5. Times are tough, and I understand if that is something that you won't be able to do or you don't want to do. Patreon is there if you wish, and the Aux, the regular Aux, will always be free during the week. Thank you for doing in. Thank you for tuning in. Try less, do more. Show up. I'll see you guys next time.